Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez here. Sports Byline USA, heard across the country and around the world in the American Forces Radio Network. And if you've listened to me for literally any period of time, I don't go more than a week without talking about it in some capacity. And I thinking about it, just talked about it the other day. I love trading cards. I love talking about them. I love having people on to talk about them. And very excited to welcome in my next guest, Josh Pankow. He's the president of Leaf Trading Cards. And we're here to talk some cards. Josh, for you, I think it's a cool thing getting the story of when somebody fell in love with something that they, for the rest of their life, have been passionate about. So for you, what product or what was that moment for you where you fell in love with cards?
Yeah, so I've been lucky that I've never actually had to get a real job in the real world. I started collecting cards when I was like six. Actually ran a card shop from my house in the neighborhood. Worked at card shops all through high school and college. Right out of college, got a job with a distributor, then went to Upper Deck, then had my own card shop, had an online retail. So I've pretty much done nothing but cards. So I would say I've been in love with them ever since I was a kid. I think the card for me that was the most memorable was, and this is probably a boring story because it's the same for a lot of people, was the 89 Upper Deck Griffey. I grew up loving Griffey, and he was my favorite player. You know, I was nine when he started, and, you know, that was a very iconic card, obviously, because it was Upper Deck's first card, and, you know, I immediately fell in love with Upper Deck and wanted to work there, and I was lucky enough to be able to do it.
All right, and you've talked about all your experiences at the different companies that you worked for and with. Now you find yourself the president of Leaf. What has it been like coming aboard at Leaf with that hobby experience and kind of ensuring a smooth transition while still kind of retaining Leaf's core values and the way they want to do things while mixing in some of the stuff that you can bring in, kind of a different bird's eye view? So what's that transition been like for you?
Yeah, it's been very smooth, honestly. I knew several of the people that worked here. Actually, the head of product development, Greg Cohn, was actually my boss at Upper Deck back 18, 19 years ago. So I knew him very well. I've known a lot of the people that worked here for a long time. So I knew the core culture. I knew kind of what went on here. I had done some product development stuff on the side for them to help them with some products throughout the years with tennis products and some other stuff. So, I mean, I was pretty familiar, but it's been a blast, just really digging in. The thing I love about Leaf the most is the fact that we can do pretty much anything we want in terms of trading cards. You know, we don't have licenses, which some people see that as a negative. We see it as a positive because it enables us to put multi-sports together. It enables us to do some really cool stuff that when you have licenses, you can't. So it's really amazing to be able to go from one day talking about pickleball cards to the next day soccer, to the next day baseball, to the next day football, and then being able to mix them all together. And that's just, it's been a blast.
Yeah, nowhere other than Leaf can you find, I don't even know if this exists, but something like a Pelé and Steph Curry signed card. It doesn't exist. And that's what one of the things I love about Leaf. One of the other things that I think Leaf has really taken advantage of, both A, with the way times have changed, and B, not being beholden to any particular licenses, is Leaf in the NIL space. We've seen some of the collabs with some of the biggest names in college sports and college sports and athletes who are influencers. So tell me a little bit about Leaf in the NIL space, because I don't want to say you're dominating it. I don't want to put that kind of pressure on you guys, but you guys are doing a fantastic job kind of carving out a space with NIL.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, we were one of the first people to jump in, to be perfectly honest. I don't think the hobby was ready yet because, it had never been done. And then all of a sudden there were a bunch of college kids with cards and people, I don't know that they were ready for it. They're more ready for it now, and I think if you're a college fan of football, basketball, any sport, you understand NIL is here to stay, and it's a part of your team getting better. It's a part of the entire environment with college sports, and now it's even trickling down into high school. I mean, we're going after high school kids now, whether they're freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. Like, if they provide value, we're chasing after them. We're chasing after everybody we can, regardless of sport, regardless of whoever we can find. We're really trying to do deals with anybody that makes sense. I think we, do a much broader job of not just focusing on just football or just basketball. We will sign, you know, track and field stars. We will sign soccer kids. We will sign baseball. We'll sign anybody. And it's been fun because, like, some of that stuff really translates well to sales on the website. And the best thing about some of these deals is we can do them at an affordable price. So if you're a fan, you can buy a card and you don't have to spend inordinate amount of money or an exorbitant amount of money. You can just spend 15, 20 bucks on our website and get cards of these people. And that's been fun. It's been fun seeing the transition from collectors just buying stuff that 5 years ago they never would have thought they would even be able to buy.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the kind of, I'll use air quotes, niche sports that you were kind of alluding to. You know, you've mentioned pickleball already in this interview. You've mentioned tennis. I saw that a new poker set, which we haven't had cards for in like 10 years, is coming out. A first official PBA professional bowling set is going to be coming out. Again, it's a business, obviously. You wouldn't be doing these things if there wasn't a market that could be generate revenue. But as a creator and as somebody who enjoys cards, how cool is it for you to be able to be part of that team that can connect fans of these sports and these athletes that 99% of the time would not have representation in the card market?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most fun things, that every day we get to do something fun and unique with trying to find that value wherever we can. And I think we do a great job of it, whether it's, you know, other sports. We do a ton of female stuff, which I would honestly, I think we do more on the female side of sports and cards than anybody. We actually have a set coming out in 2024 that'll be just women of sport, and it'll have all different top female athletes from pickleball, golf, tennis, you name it. So it's so much fun to be able to do that. And again, that's what's nice about being able to, we can adapt super fast. We can do deals super fast. You know, it's really easy for us to find a market for just about anything, as long as you don't, you know, try and mass produce everything. And that's another advantage we have. Like with some of our competitors, if it's, you know, if they're not going to make millions and millions of dollars, they don't want to touch it. If we can make a little bit of money but put something out there that's intriguing, we're happy to do it. It brings more eyes to the site, and hopefully it just brings more people into the view that we want people to collect whatever they want, and we don't want to restrict them by saying you can only buy what we're going to make. Like, we want to make a bunch of different options for them. And the other we really try and make sure that we have price points all across the board. We certainly don't have anything nearly as expensive as some of our competitors, but we also want to make sure that we have stuff that's affordable, because quite frankly, trading cards has gotten less affordable over the years because it's gotten really expensive. And we want to try and keep that affordability for everyday collectors that can't spend $1,000 on a box of cards these days.
As a really quick aside, to prove that Josh isn't just blowing smoke as the president of Leaf, he talked about their kind of focus a little bit on the women in sports. Kelsey Plum, I'm a big WNBA fan. Kelsey Plum, one of my favorite players, hasn't had an autograph out of a pack or anything, a trading card, since her rookie year. Leaf had Kelsey Plum trading cards earlier during the season this summer.
Did.
So I'm just throwing that out there. We're speaking with Josh Pankow. He's the president of Leaf Trading Cards. And I was looking at your Twitter, and I saw that you're a big wrestling fan. And with any community, card collecting and that hobby, not excluded from this, there's a lot of great stuff and there's a lot of toxic stuff. And I think Leaf was responsible for one of the biggest positive news stories in the hobby of the year. You guys got Dwayne Johnson on board to sign some cards for your upcoming Leaf Metal Legends wrestling product. A, what a get. That's unbelievable. But B, as a wrestling fan yourself, did you do some cartwheels and scream for joy and scare some people with how loud you got when that happened?
Yeah, when we first heard that the deal was going to potentially come to us, yeah, we hear a lot of deals, to be honest. And, you know, we try not to get excited, because for every one that you get, there's two or three that you don't get, because, you know, you get a little close and then the person backs out, or they think they can get it and they can't, or whatever it is that may have the deal fall apart. So once this one came to fruition and, like, the stickers came in and we're like, guys, like, we really did this. Like, this is amazing. It was amazing. Yeah, obviously, from a wrestling side, he is one of the top three or four or five names in the history of wrestling, I would say. Mm-hmm. But the amazing thing about him for us is we do so much pop culture stuff that he makes a lot of sense there too. Like, you know, obviously a huge movie film star. So, you know, that's what's amazing about some of the people that we can try and use in multiple ways. The wrestling product is going to be one of the greatest products we've ever done, because I still don't think people totally understand what that product is. I mean, it's all of it is autographs from just the top five wrestlers ever. I mean, it's all Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Dwayne Johnson, MJF, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Those are the only single autographs in the entire product. There's some multis with other people, but even the multis are just ridiculous. So every autograph is just absolutely ridiculous. And you also get base cards in the pack, and every base card is from one of those five as well. So this is not, when we call it Legends of Wrestling, that's truly what it is. We're not, you know, skimping and putting a couple of names in there that really aren't that good. Like, all of these names are just incredibly good. And I'm not sure that point really comes across until people really start opening it, and box after box after box is an autograph numbered to 10 or less of one of these top five wrestlers of all time.
We got a couple more minutes with Josh Panko, the president of Leaf. What are some of the things that you're excited that you can share about for 2024 as we, you know, we're only a month away, unbelievably, and yep. Things that make you excited for the collectors and fans of Leaf that you have in the works over there?
For sure. That's a great question, and I get excited answering that one. There's a couple things that we're very excited about. I think the one thing that collectors will be the most excited to hear is that we are striving for an entire year with zero redemptions. That's our goal. We may not hit it, and we may end up having to throw some in, but the redemption rate at Leaf Trading Cards is going to be so insignificant that you're not going to notice that there's redemption cards. I think we do a pretty good job of that already. We have tons of products that have zero redemptions, but our goal is to aim for zero redemptions across the board. In addition to that, we have some really amazing things we're doing on our website. We're constantly putting up new content, interesting content. We started doing holiday set boxes where we had a Halloween set, and we just recently did a Christmas set that we actually still have available on our website. We're going to do a 4th of July set. We're going to do a St. Patrick's Day set. So those are something that's really fun, that the cards look really unique. They're very limited, super fun to collect, and just something a little different. The other thing we're doing is every single month we're going to have a Whatnot exclusive item that we sell directly on Whatnot. And this Friday we're going to have a Whatnot Celebrity Edition that's got the first autograph cards of Michael B. Jordan, the first autograph cards of Brie Larson. So next year, every month will be a new Whatnot exclusive product. Again, those are super limited runs. So we're really trying to do some really limited runs that are fun, where every card is numbered to, you know, 1, 2, or 3, and there's just some chase, but it's just an affordable box where you can get some chase and have some fun opening it. We're really pushing the envelope on the pop culture side. In the past, we always did one pop culture product a year. In 2024, we're going to have at least 3, potentially 4, where we're signing some of the biggest names in Hollywood, some of the biggest names in music, some of the biggest names in celebrities in general. And, you know, in the past, we were happy if we got 1 or 2 big names. Now we want, you know, 20 or 30 big names every year. So we're really excited about that. You know, all of our football and baseball products are going to be an absolute blast, because we're kind of getting away from the draft model where every football, baseball product will just be football, baseball, meaning they'll have some NIL, they'll have some draft, they'll have some current, and they'll have some retired and some legends. So we're going to do a good job of mixing all that up so that you're not going to open up a box and get 5 draft kids who you might may or may not know who they are. You know, you're going to get the stars of all different levels of baseball or football. And we really like that idea. I think it's a lot of fun. We will have a metal pickleball product coming out, which our first pickleball product, Pickleball Premier, was crazy. People loved it. It went nuts. So this will be our first Leaf metal pickleball product, which should do very, very well. And then we're going to do some bowling products, which we have not released our first bowling products yet. We have the exclusive PBA license, and we will be doing a couple of bowling products in 2024, which should be a lot of fun. The best thing about those products is they're super affordable. You can buy those boxes for $50-$60 and get a couple autographs, and you don't have to pay $200 and $300 and $400. So we're really excited about everything we're doing. We're trying to keep our pulse on the market as much as we can to make sure that we're not putting products out there that don't make sense. So we're very excited about 2024 and can't wait to put some of this really awesome stuff out there and let collectors decide what they want to buy.
All right, really quick, Josh, I'm going to put you on the spot. I got about 20 seconds. I can hand you any box of Leaf product right now. What are you choosing to open?
Oh, gosh. Right now, I think I would probably pick, if it's something that's already released, it would probably be Vivid Football. I love Vivid Football with all the vet and rookie content. If it's something in the future, no question, I'm opening a box of Legends Wrestling. It's not even a question. Like, that's going to be the most fun and exciting product that you can open, and it has the biggest chase of maybe any product we've ever done with the quad autograph with, you know, Hogan, Flair, Stone Cold, and the Rock, and Dwayne Johnson. So,
all right, we're looking forward to it. That is the voice of Josh Pankow. He's the president of Leaf Trading Cards. Josh, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us, and we're really looking forward to seeing what else Leaf has coming down the pipeline. We can't wait.
Appreciate it. Thanks for talking to me, and it's been a blast.
Likewise, it's definitely been a blast. Once again, Josh Pankow, president of Leaf Trading Cards, and we're talking about some cards. And I'm a wrestling fan, so I'm also looking forward to that Legends of Wrestling set coming up soon with Dwayne Johnson. And I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.